Lord Jesus Christ, be present now. Our hearts in true devotion bow. Your Spirit send with grace divine, and let your truth within us shine. Amen. Success. What is it? The world marks success by ostentatious visual displays. Big houses, fancy cars, yachts, flashy clothes and jewelry, and wads of cash. When you see such things, does it enter into your mind, there is a successful person? Furthermore, if you don't achieve that kind of success, do you think that you are a failure? 1 Kings 2, verses 1 to 4. Now the days of David drew near that he should die, and he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be strong, therefore, and prove yourself a man, and keep the charge of the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, his commandments, his judgments, and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that you may be successful in all that you do and wherever you turn. That the Lord may fulfill his word which he spoke concerning me, saying, if your sons take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth with all their heart and with all their soul, he said, you shall not lack a man on the throne of Israel. Now, would you say that David was a successful king? Well, how do you determine his success? What marks it? Was it his personal physical strength, his military skill, his good looks, apparently he was a good-looking man, his ability to influence the people? Well, it was none of these. And David gave to Solomon the key to success, namely, keep the charge of the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, his commandments, his judgments, and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses. Now, the world marks success in terms of physical things, visible things, fame and fortune, power and prestige, and stuff like that. God marks success by invisible things, walking in his ways, keeping his statutes, commands, judgments, and testimonies. And how do we know what these are? Well, David pointed Solomon to the law of Moses, which was the Bible of the day, a book of law and gospel. Today, David would direct us to the entire Bible that we have, Old and New Testament. It's there that God lays out his plan for a successful life. Even so, ILC is in the process of training you for successful living. And perhaps this should be our slogan. If you want to be a success in life, come to ILC. Of course, it is not because of our super profs, and we have some, or because of our awesome staff, and they are. It is because we have the Word of God, the statutes, the commands, the judgments, and the testimonies. These come from the Creator and are found everywhere, inside and outside of the classroom. I searched on the internet for successful people. Guess what? I couldn't find any ILC graduates on the list. And yet the average CLC member is more successful than the people who are listed on the internet. A rancher in South Dakota a mother in Florida, a father in Arizona, a businessman in Michigan, a preacher in Washington, a teacher in Nebraska. These Christians are the very image of success. According to the God who created this world, a successful life is a life of faith, love, hope, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, meekness, self-control, and the like. Consider the Son of God. Was he successful? Not by worldly standards. Very few people actually believed in him while he was living on the earth. Even his own disciples abandoned him at the end. He did not have so much as a bed to call his own. And on Calvary, even his clothing was taken away from him by the soldiers. By worldly standards, Jesus was a failure. By heavenly standards, he was an absolute success. He achieved everything he came to do. He earned complete righteousness for all of us. He earned complete forgiveness for all of us. He earned an eternal place in heaven for us. And it is there that he sits on his throne, on the throne of David, waiting, watching, and working to get us there. Now that brings us to the true measure of a successful life. A successful person is the one who gets the ultimate prize. And the ultimate prize is heaven. You've heard the expression, you can't take it with you. But I'm here to say, you can. And you will. You will take the faith, the love, the righteousness, the truth, the joy. Because you put your faith in the work of Jesus, you will end up having what he has. You don't have to wait to find out if this is going to be true, because actually you have it right now, where God says that he has raised us up together with Jesus and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now talk about success. In this life, we are successful because we walk in the ways of God. And when we depart this life, we will be successful because we will walk in the presence of God. Let us conclude by singing hymn 544. We'll do it to the tune of Jerusalem the Golden, 613. We'll sing verses 3 and 5. 544.
Oh. task fulfilled. If Peter's from the shore, let God harness again. Success will crown it.